It's 9 o'clock in Williamson, and a group of people are gathered behind the local grade school. There's an access point to the Tug Fork River there. Half a mile upstream is the U.S. Highway 119 bridge that leads to Kentucky. We're surrounded by water, rocks, trees, and tires. Hundreds of tires that have been sitting deep in the river for decades.
Most of these tires are 30, 40 years old. We're not finding any real new ones.
That's John Burchett, who works for the Williamson Fire Department. He coordinated a three-day project to remove old tires from the Tug Fork River in Williamson.
We've gotten 1,026 tires in 2 days of work, and that's covering really a short stretch of river. But today, we made a new goal of 1,500 tires, and we hope to make it all the way to the 119 bridge just upstream from us.
Back in the day, there were a few rules and regulations for disposing of materials in the river. Burchett says that made it easy for people to dump their tires there. But times have changed, and the town of Williamson is starting to view the river differently.
This river is really important to us at this point. We're trying to build some recreation in the area. A big part of the future of this area is going to be tourism related to outdoor activities.
The cleanup was a joint effort between the fire department, the local convention and visitors bureau, and the State Department of Environmental Protection's REAP program. That stands for Rehabilitation Environmental Action Plan. REAP has led tire cleanups in other areas of the state too, including communities along the Coal and Elk Rivers. REAP workers say volunteers make projects like this possible. Volunteers like Glenn Daugherty, who lives along the Tug Fork River in Woodman, Kentucky. That's about 40 miles outside Williamson. Last summer, Daugherty and his son, who's training for the Army now, embarked on what Daugherty calls the adventure of a lifetime. They kayaked 135 miles down the Tug Fork River, starting in Welch McDowell County.
And over a period of 8 days, we floated to the locks in Louisa, and I exclusively posted pictures of that on Friends of the Tug Fork Facebook page to try to bring a little bit of public awareness to the river.
Daugherty says he and his son got a lot of attention. People bought them food along the way and let them sleep in local schools. Daugherty says they also garnered a lot of attention for the recreational opportunities along the Tug.
As a kid, we didn't really utilize the Tug River much because it was black and nasty. And now the water's clear, there's so many fish, it's gorgeous.
This is the Williamson Group's last scheduled day for tire removals. According to REAP staff, the DEP should be wrapping up tire cleanups for the year shortly. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen in Williamson.